Hello and welcome everyone to the Entrepreneur's Journey. I'm really excited about launching the first show today. We did have a launch back in August, but due to some unforeseen circumstances in my own life and other people's as well, I had to postpone it. But the good thing is I chose a different platform and now we're on Blab. Blab's nice and easy for you to use, whether you're a guest, or you're even in the audience. We'd love for you to interact and engage. If you're using Blab for the first time, on the right-hand side, you can interact and engage with us in the comments. And if you're new here and you want to tweet it out, tweet the event out, you can tweet it out on the right-hand side, on the left-hand side. So let me tell you a bit more about the show before we get started. The Entrepreneur's Journey. The idea of the show is where I bring together entrepreneurs from around the world and I share their story and journey to success. From where they first started, their humble beginnings. And I would actually say, go as far as saying, even before they started their business. So what led them to even start their business in the first place? And then we go through some of their challenges, and obstacles, trials and tribulations. And then finally, we look at, what they're doing now and why they're doing what they're doing. But in between that, we're going to look at somehow if there's a shift that's really changed the way they think, that's allowed them to really generate the success that they want in their business or they have in their business today. So if you do have any questions or comments throughout the show, please be sure to use the hashtag The Entrepreneur's Journey, whether that's on Twitter, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Google Plus, and we'd love to hear from you. So let me jump into our guest. We've got Brian Morsley here today, incredible guest from South Africa. Before we jump into your story, Brian, if you could give us a short snippet of who you are and what you do.
Sure. I actually quite like being asked that question because the very first thing I always say is I'm an entrepreneur. I quite enjoy filling in forms these days where they ask, what is your job title? And I simply put there entrepreneur because that's what I am. My current business that I'm involved in is a social media marketing company where we aim to educate people, help organizations and brands get the word out on social media. And a big part of that in recent times has been training, which I thoroughly enjoy. I enjoy being in front of a crowd. So that's really where I am. And that company's called Inside Man.
Perfect. So we'll talk more about Inside Man a bit later. But again, what I wanted to find out more importantly than anything else today is your story. Because every entrepreneur has their amazing, empowering story. So before you started your business, before you became an entrepreneur, take us back in time to maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, however long ago that may be. Tell us a bit more about where you started, maybe
okay. A
point in your life where you wanted to do something different.
Well, I actually consider myself to be a lifelong entrepreneur. The reason I say that is even when I was at high school, I was in a boarding house and I was always looking for an angle. Back then, I didn't even know the term entrepreneur even existed. Look, I'm 39, just turned 39 recently. So this is almost, can't believe it. It's almost two decades ago, more than. Always looking for an opportunity. I used to knock on doors and ask if I could wash cars and, you know, to raise a little bit of extra money. But really where I think the penny dropped and I decided that it was time to do my own thing was I'd been working for a couple of years for a corporate here in South Africa after having traveled Europe for a while. So it was probably around 2010. I'd always had the idea I'd love to work for myself, but it had never really solidified into taking action. And I saw an opportunity to get involved in a renewable energy project. And look, I learned a lot from it. Made a couple of really big mistakes. Spent a hell of a lot of time, money, and effort on something that unfortunately didn't amount to anything tangible. It did open my eyes up to the world of social media, specifically because I needed to leverage social media to promote one of the projects or the crowdfunding that I was doing for the renewable energy project, and I saw the power. And from there, having been in the IT field for many years, it became quite apparent that this is, it's a big deal. I mean, Granted, you know, Google is only 17 years old, you know, so it's not like the automotive industry, which has been around for decades or many, many decades. It's quite a new phenomenon. And like the internet, it hasn't been around for that long. So it's been around for a long time, long enough time. But I would say that when leaving my job to try and chase the renewable energy company, and that was really the turning point of really wanting to push being an entrepreneur. And eventually that turned into Inside Man, which I commented to a staff member today. We're in the best position that we've been in since the company started, and it's been a little bit of a long journey, but it's nice to be here.
If I was going to ask you a question then, so before you started your journey into entrepreneurship and you left your job, was there any fear within you, any doubts about like taking that step that was sort of within you and you thought, I'm not sure if I can truly make a success of this. I'm not really sure if I can take that step.
There definitely was. I think it was quite a to and fro battle where you have moments where you absolutely hate your job and you want to start something on your own. There's that. Then there's other times that you think, well, there's the security, you know, there's that monthly paycheck that is guaranteed. And then there's the other side where you know that is, there's a ceiling on that. So you've got all of these factors playing in on your decision to take that leap. But I'll be honest with you, it is an extremely nerve-wracking. And if it weren't for the support of my wife specifically, and I'm talking moral support primarily, I think it would have been longer before I'd actually made that decision. But to answer your question in a nutshell, it was an extremely difficult decision because it's scary. You don't know what's going to be happening. It's a big unknown.
Yeah. Well, I think the show The Entrepreneur's Journey is actually inspired by The Hero's Journey, obviously by Joseph Gamble. And I think the reason why I always ask that question, like if you had any fear or doubt, was because whenever we look to do something different, something new, and something that's beyond our realm of consciousness in some respect at that time, we naturally have this fear ingrained within us. So that was your sort of fear that was maybe preventing you from moving forward. And you had those mentor and guides that helped you through.
Sure.
So if I was to ask you, who is your inspiration? Who was the person that really you looked up to, or the person that gave you inspiration and really helped you take that next step on your journey?
Look, I was part of the renewable energy company. I entered a couple of entrepreneur competitions and was quite fortunate to score quite well and win a couple of, or get close to the top of a few. And one of the prizes I won was to spend some time with a business coach. And as much as he was involved in my life at the time that I made that decision to go out 100% on my own, I wouldn't really be able to tell you that there was one particular individual that stood out. I think it was years of reading about the success stories of other entrepreneurs. And I think it was just a combination of all of that experience and it being the right time to do it. I can't say that one individual stands out. There's obviously, it was a lot of people that were involved.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. I mean, I'm inspired by so many different entrepreneurs like Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn's one of my favorites. But there's so many out
there. I'm a big fan of Zig Ziglar. Tony Robbins was the very first self-help book that I ever read, was Unlimited Power. And it started me on a journey of self-discovery and that quest to learn more about controlling my own destiny. And I like Tony Robbins. He's cool. He's cool. Lots of energy.
Definitely. No, it's good, isn't it? It's very good. So we move through your journey a bit more and we look at some of the challenges. We've all faced challenges. I've yet to meet an entrepreneur that hasn't had his challenges and obstacles, trials and tribulations. What Joseph Campbell calls his road of trials. Yeah. So tell me a bit more about some of the challenges that you faced, even probably from the early days through to some of the more complicated challenges, and what you've done to overcome some of the things that you'd faced in order to, you know, create some success in your business.
Okay, well, I would say that the biggest challenge, I think this is applicable to all entrepreneurs, is the inability to say no. You know, you strive for cash, you start your business, and there appears to be an opportunity to make some money. And the biggest challenge for those entrepreneurs is you would think it would be foolish to turn away an opportunity. But I didn't turn away a couple of what I thought were opportunities, and the lessons that I learned there was not to chase the money. And as contradictory as that might sound, we are in business to make money. You know, if you're simply chasing the money for the money's sake, you're quite easily led down the wrong path. And I spent almost three to 6 months working on projects that turned into absolutely nothing, and my business, it literally was, I was a month away from getting a job. And let me assure you, I think I would probably, I'm not suited to work for people. I don't do well working for other people. And I don't think I would really do well going back into the job market, especially after running my own business. So it was tough times. And I think the advice or the words of wisdom that I'd be able to offer guys is that try to pick those battles very carefully and stick to your core, what you're good at, and not just simply chase the money for the sake of the money.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, one of the things I keep bringing up Joseph Campbell and his journeys, but one of the problems with going on our journey, or one of the challenges that we face, that are often those temptations, like Joseph Campbell calls them, obviously, usually sexual temptations. But obviously when we're in business, it's not quite sexual, but the temptation of money, the temptation that money can bring us happiness, money can bring us to success. And like when you said, like I followed my heart, I followed what I was passionate about, followed what I was good at. And that was really your driver to really create the success. And you wouldn't accept anything other than that, which I think is fantastic. Obviously, you're on your own, the right path for you, which is brilliant. So.
You know, one of my favorite stories about success is if your goal in life is to sell your house, sell your car, move out of the city, live in the forest, and live off the land. If you sell your car, sell your house, get rid of everything, move out of the city, live in the forest, and live off the land, you are an extremely successful human being. Now, how you perceive success and how I perceive success may not see that story as a success for us, but that individual is an extremely successful human being. And I think it's important to identify what is success for you and then chase that. Can I ask you a question, Andy?
Go for it.
you mentioned that you're following what you love, and it's almost cliche that saying, follow your passion and the money will come. Would you say that is still applicable in today's world? Do you think that is that realistic?
I think it's a difficult one. I would say it takes some time to find our passion, our purpose, and what we love to do. Maybe we could be in a part-time job or a position where we can find ourselves and connect with who we really are and what we want to do. But I do definitely believe that if we follow our passion and our purpose, then we can truly create the life we want to lead and have the success that we want. And like you said, defining your own success is really important. What does success mean to you?
Sure.
So yeah, I would definitely say yes for that. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Good to know.
So, As we move forward, I always ask people whether was there a big shift, a shift that happened within you that made you realize that I can be successful. You know, I've had this lack of money, lack of wealth in my life, but now I realise that I can make it happen. Was there anything like that? Because obviously you went through that stage of not having the money.
I would say it probably happened about a year and a half, maybe a year ago. I made that decision to move into new premises and everybody was working remotely prior to that, and we moved into premises, and it just seemed as if the sum of the math of everybody just exponentially increased the amount of productivity. And I thought to myself, now we're on the right track. And I actually started feeling the momentum increase. Granted, since then, we've had a couple of slips, but such as business. And in the last couple of weeks, probably the last 2 weeks, I really do feel as if that there has been a definite quickening. But the original, that moment was about a year ago. And I wouldn't necessarily put it down to just moving into the premises. It was more being able to see what we could do as a team. You know, everybody who starts a business, often they're starting on their own. And it's a tough slog, you know, doing everything yourself. Once you start getting a reasonable team together and people you can trust, then it just really gets really exciting.
Yeah. So when you came together as a team and you started working together and you started seeing the changes and the shifts, was there any changes in dynamics between you and the team as well, would you say?
Definitely.
Like when you went into the new office?
No, without a doubt.
What would you say those?
I would say that the biggest shift was the communication element, because with working remotely, with all the fantastic tools that exist and all of the collaboration tools that are available, you know, people still have to use them. People still have to log in. They still have to be aware. And it also then depends on the maturity of the people that are in the team. Working from home works for some people and others not. And even though we have a digital business and we could effectively all work from home, I just feel that when we were all together, we were able to communicate and move so much faster, because it's instead of sending a Skype message and maybe the person's not in front of Skype for the moment, then it's a half an hour delay. Now I can just speak across the room.
Yeah.
Sorry, 1 second. Thank you. Yeah, so that shift was the communication element.
No, I love it. I love it. It's all about that synergy and working together and, fantastic. So now we move through your journey. You started to create the success. You've had that, you got that leverage from your team, and you're really starting to enjoy what you're doing and feeling a bit more comfortable in your business. Though we're never really comfortable in business, are we?
Really?
We're always looking to drive, do more, and, you know, have more fun in our lives. But as we look at your business now, Inside Man, let me ask you, why you do what you do and what that encompasses as a business person.
Okay. One of my biggest motivators is knowledge. I wouldn't say I hoard knowledge, because I love to teach and spread that knowledge. My wife is a teacher, and she said I actually missed my calling in life as a potential educator. So that ties in very nicely into my business, because even though I'm not necessarily educating on a particular subject, I would be helping organizations educate their community and their followers on what it is they do. And I'm quite picky I've become picky in which clients I will take on board, because I want to believe in their product and then educate the world that this is a great product that I stand behind. And that whole education element is something that I feel strongly about. In fact, I was asked 2 days ago, what is the end goal? What is the lifelong ambition? And my wife and I are dedicated to eventually reaching a point where we are able to set up a foundation and provide education for free. And I think that if we can aspire to a goal like that through my business, I think it's a great vehicle to get there with.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. Well, that's definitely an inspiring story. I think it's nice to hear that you do a lot of research into the company before you really get the message out, because it's all about being congruent in who you are, what you do, and really, you know, making sure that everything's in line, you know, in terms of your purpose. Because I'll let me think about if I was a social media expert, you know, with Facebook and stuff like that. And I've trained people in Google Plus quite a lot in the past. If an oil company came to me and said, look, I'd love for you to help get the word out about my business, I would gladly say, I'm sorry, I don't feel like I can help you there, you know, because that's not, I'm very similar with you. I'm all about sustainability, renewable energy, and making a difference in the world. And I like working with those types of businesses. So who would be your ideal client then in terms of your work?
To be honest, my absolute favorite customer are tech entrepreneurs. And as much as that might not be the most noble of causes, I am an entrepreneur and I really like the opportunity to support those types of businesses. The biggest problem with entrepreneurs is they're generally a little bit cash strapped, so it's sometimes a little bit difficult. That said, I routinely take on pro bono projects specifically in the disability sector or the education sector to help get those. And in fact, I'm working with a fantastic organization at the moment, specifically in the nonprofit organization field. And it's very rewarding, spiritually rewarding, not necessarily financial. But that's an important element in life that you need to ensure is topped up. Otherwise, you become void and chasing the money. I'll give you an example. I had a young lady approach me about a year ago. And it might be a bit of a contentious subject, but she had written an erotic novel and she wanted me to promote it. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't. It doesn't sit well with me. I would not really be able to offer the level of authenticity that you would be expecting. Yeah. A lot of times what I like to do is actually make use of the service or product that my client sells to their customers. A perfect example is a restaurant that I ran their social media for a while ago. I literally ate every single dish on that menu. I used to visit there probably two or three times a month, and I made it a point. I mean, I played golf with the owners, you know. I really tried to almost become friends with them so that when I took their product to market, I could do it with a level of authenticity, and it was genuine, and their food is phenomenal. It's still phenomenal, even though they're not a client anymore, but so I try to actually experience what they sell or the services they distribute so that I can speak with a level of authenticity. And it has to be in line with my personal beliefs.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And congruent with what I'm all about as well. Obviously, as you know, I get very involved with my clients. I like working with people on quite a deep level and seeing people grow, develop and transform. You know, that's what I love to see. I'm a techie as well, so I love the tech side of things. So it's good that you've got the tech side of things as well. But it's brilliant. So where can we find out more about yourself and what you do? Maybe website, social media.
Sure. Obviously insideman.co.za, but really where I spend most of my time is obviously on Twitter, at brianmaudsley.co.za. Sorry, at Brian Maudsley. Had I known how big Twitter would have become in my life, I must be honest, I probably would have rethought the Twitter handle back in the day. I know I can change it now, but I don't want to. Yeah. Maudsley's a little bit difficult for some people to wrap their head around in terms of the spelling, but you can always find me on there. And I mean, if you type Brian Maudsley in Google, I'm quite happy to say that the first of the 10 results on the first page, 9 are me. Some the other one is a PhD somebody from Florida, so it's still not a bad thing. At least it's not a dodgy person.
The good thing is if you're watching this on Blab, whether it's a replay or whether it's a live show, you can hover over our names and you can visit Brian's Twitter profile straight from Blab, which I think is absolutely fantastic. So you can follow him straight away there, and obviously you can have links to all of his websites straight from there, which is absolutely fantastic. What I will say is thank you, Brian, for not having me on the show, because you are the guest today. But no, it's a pleasure for you to be on the show today and be a guest, and thank you for sharing your inspiring business story. It's been great to have an insight into your life in some way or form. So
now I'll use that line that you had earlier on. Thank you for having me on your show. I really do appreciate it. And what I will do is obviously each week I will try and make the time to obviously check in and follow your journey of this particular show and try and get the word out there for more people to become aware that this exists.
Yeah, thanks very much. That'll be fantastic.
The Entrepreneur's Journey. Create your empowering business story. Interviewing successful entrepreneurs from around the world to share their inspiring journey to success. Tune in live every week for your weekly dose of inspiration. Visit www.theentrepreneursjourney.tv for previous episodes.